songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
The spirit of place calls. Time gives you a strange pause, like misty returnings up the stream of days. Where I lived among good folks who sheltered like tall oaks, my tender and green ways till I came of age. The old roots, carry me back to my old roots. With old clay on my boots, I'll never stray far from the old roots. Winds tossing me gently on the branches of memory, sweet cradle of kinship rocks me in my dreams. The old house is still standing, the old harvester's planted, the old stones are all gathered where the willow leaves. The old roots, carry me back to my old roots. With old clay on my boots, I'll never stray far from the old roots. The old roots, carry me back to my old roots. With old clay on my boots, I'll never stray far from the old roots. The old roots, carry me back to my old roots. The old roots, I'll never stray far from the old roots.
Welcome, everyone, to a live episode of Minnesota Homebrew. We're live most of the time, except when I have to sneak off to an open mic. And usually I'm there on a second Tuesday of the month, but I skipped it. And I'm here live and happy to be here. Happy we're together. And, of course, Minnesota Homebrew is dedicated to original music by people with a strong connection to Minnesota, and we play no redone, revised, re-engineered, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original tunes, because where would we be today without songwriters? And that, of course, was Jack Sundrud and Craig Bickhart. Together they are Idle Wheel, and they are the brainchild of those two gentlemen. Jack is the former bassist with Poco, who have now hung it up. And before that, he was with a three-piece country rock group called Great Plains. And Craig Bickhart is a Nashville songwriting veteran. They create music equally informed by mainstream and alternate country, AAA, and Americana music. Their lyrics and harmonies are tempered with bluegrass, country folk, and a dash of Southern California country rock. Tonight we're doing songs that have the same title as the album from which they come. So those are called title songs, title tracks, and The Old Roots, a fine CD by Jack and Craig. Well, up next, she's from Grand Marais, Minnesota, and has been dubbed Minnesota's answer to Emmylou Harris. Her new musical project is called Dusty Heart. According to her Facebook page, she's teamed up with Molly Dean to create an Americana music duo merging lush vocal harmonies with intimate layers of banjo, fiddle, and guitar. Now, I don't have anything by that new incarnation, but we'll have to dig around, get a hold of Barbara Jean on Facebook. If you're wondering, her last name is Myers, and she plays violin and guitar, I assume. So I think most songwriters play violin. Here's Barbara Jean with a song titled The Great Escape.
Morning.
Gene, who now is in a group called Dusty Heart. Here's a quote. I am a firm believer in the people. If given the truth, they can be depended upon to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts and beer. Abraham Lincoln. Well, our next act here on Minnesota Homebrew on this fine Thursday night is Steve Call and the Brass Kings. Now, they play old-time instruments in very unexpected ways. With metal-bodied resophonic guitars, washtub bass, and washboard, they chart the Bermuda Triangle of old-time Middle Eastern and bluegrass music, shifting from jug band chugging into wild improvisational ragas. They blend folk music traditions into a pulsing groove. Don't you just love these biographies that are written by people? Some people are really, really good at it. So here's from the album, and I have the actual album that's titled Machine. Here's the title song by Steve Call and the Brass Kings. Stick around, we got lots more music ahead.
Drive around and clean up this neighborhood.
brass rings. You know, I was watching a John Hiatt concert on TV just before I came to the studio, and he has this unbelievable guitarist who plays slide most of the time, but he doesn't use a pick. He just picks with all five, well, four fingers and a thumb. And oh my God, is that guy amazing? And is John Hiatt ever a fine songwriter? I think my favorite song of his is, and he started the concert out with it, is called Perfectly Good Guitar, where he talks about how he hates it when musicians smash their perfectly guitars on the stage. I've thought the same thing, too. Well, we're going to do a song here by Stephen J. Schmidt. It's the title song for his CD, The Road, and a little bit about Stephen. He's from Rochester, Minnesota, where he makes his home and where he works as a general manager of the City of Rochester Music Department and Riverside Concerts, booking groups and supporting more than 100 distinct services each year. And he and his wife, Elizabeth, are also principals at West Channel Records and West Channel Music Publishing. Here's Stephen J. Schmidt with The Road.
Haven't written a song in nearly a year. There's something wrong with my life here. I've tried so many times to find words that rhyme. I've become an aging troubadour. Can't take being on the road anymore. Figured out the score. This year they only want more and more. I'm so worked up, I can't sleep. Time for myself I just can't keep. I've become an aging troubadour. Can't take being on the road. I remember not being gray. Playing the game once was so much fun. When did it all slip away? I've become an aging troubadour. Can't take being on the road away. anymore.
What a nice voice, huh? Stephen J. Schmidt, and a fine song in the production and the recording. He's the whole package. Stephen J. Schmidt. He's also a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And if you're wondering about that organization, go to mnsongwriters.org. We can't say it enough. Well, my friend Bob Muscovitz, who's often featured on Minnesota Homebrew, was at a meeting last Tuesday that was held by Vicki Morrison Goble from Badette, a songwriter and also a member of MAS. They're starting up a little Songwriters Association there. I think I said something about it last week. And I'll have to check out one of those meetings coming up. That could be a lot of fun. There's even a little performance opportunity. I think they hold them on Tuesdays. We'll share more information about the next meeting. I think it's in May sometime. And be watching out for that. We'll post it on our Minnesota Homebrew Music Show Facebook page. And while you're there, like us. I think we have almost 500 likes now. That's pretty good for being from northern Minnesota. Well, up next, a man was born and raised on the Iron Range of northern Minnesota, but now lives in Frazee. He began his sojourn into music at a very, very young age as a student of piano, saxophone, and voice. Then he picked up the bass guitar at age 10, started performing at local events, playing bass and doing vocals, and then discovered the six-string guitar. So he's been running amok ever since. In fact, he even played in a group called Run Amok, a power rock band who recorded an album that received radio play and regional acclaim. His name is Todd Sisson, and Todd tells me that he's going to show up at TJ's Tavern in Oakley one of these Thursdays for the open mic. And you can find him at toddsisson.com. That's S-I-S-S-O-N. Here's Brother John by Todd Sisson.
Did not think the last time that I saw you I would never see your smiling face again. We'd never share another cup of stories or another day out fishing in the wind. I still don't know just how I'll do without you. Seems like every day I think of you and cry. It's hard to lose your best friend and your brother. These tears I'm sure will never really dry. Oh, Brother John, can't believe you're gone. When that old highway to glory took you home, I kept on keeping on. I miss your voice singing on the wind, and on the other side I pray to God we'll sing again. Brother John, I'll miss you back until the end. You were my best man, my best friend. You helped me raise a higher bar by standing next to me, kind of like my northern star. You respected me, Brother John. Can't believe you're gone. When that old highway to glory took you home, I kept on keeping on. I miss your voice singing on the wind, and on the other side I pray to God we'll sing again. Oh, Brother John. I'll love you, man, until the end. You never judged me wrong. I was your best man. You helped me raise a higher bar. You inspired me. You were like my northern star. When I was lost at sea, Brother John, can't believe you're gone. When that old highway to glory took you home, I kept on keeping on. I miss your voice singing on the wind, and on the other side I pray to God we'll sing again. Oh, Brother John, Brother John, I miss you, Brother John. You were my greatest friend. I can't believe you're gone. Your number is still on my telephone. I hope someday you'll call me on that phone to sing with you again. Keep on keeping on, keep on.
A heartfelt tribute to Todd Sisson's Brother John. Beautiful song. Well, next we're going to do something by a lady who is from Oakley, Minnesota, a very musical place. Jack Sunderwood, John Kimball, and this lady, Emma Rustin, who goes by the moniker of Ingeborg von Agassiz. She's based out of Duluth, and she is a songwriter, producer, arranger, pianist, painter, crude animator, guitar plucker, ukulele strummer, violin screecher, and clarinet squeaker. Which brings to mind that a little-known fact that yours truly can play every instrument known to mankind. That's right. I just can't play them very well. Now, the name Ingeborg is a nod to her late great-grandmother, for whom she was named. I heard her play about a year ago at TJ's Tavern in Oakley. And I tell you, folks, if you get a chance to hear this lady, it's just amazing. With her keyboard and looping techniques, it sounds like a whole band up there. Here's Ingeborg von Agassiz on Minnesota Homebrew, with the title song of her CD titled O Giver of Dreams.
Top. The flame is ablaze, it's a
O Giver of Dreams by Ingeborg von Agassiz. Well, we haven't done something by this gentleman in a long, long time. He's from the St. Cloud area, I believe, Sartell. Yes, that's right. His name is Adam Hammer, and this is from his CD when he played with a group called The Impact. That was his backup band. Adam's originally from Henning, Minnesota, where he had a rather interesting childhood and adolescence, but now he's in the publications department for St. Cloud State University, I believe. So he's made it good, but as good as he is at that job, he's an even better musician. Here's the title song from their CD titled Let It Burn. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
There's a fire in my belly and it burns like the devil with his hand on the curse. A spark in this one-horse town, a phoenix falling to the ground. We're gonna burn, burn, burn it down. We're gonna burn, burn, burn it down.
There's a fire in my belly and it burns like the devil with his hand on the curse. A spark in this one-horse town, a phoenix falling to the ground. We're gonna burn, burn, burn it down. We're gonna burn, burn, burn it down. I've been lost and I've been found. I've been cheated, I've been crowned. I've raised the toast to the noble host, this old man with old. Devil inside. So caught in the wrecker, I'm assaulting the preacher. I'm a living that you want me to be. There's a fire in my belly and it burns like the devil with his hand on the curse. The spark in this one horse town, a phoenix falling to the ground. We're gonna burn, burn, burn it down. Devil may care, yeah, stove and fire, keep it burning, burning well. He looked up with a fear in his eyes, he said, I see the devil inside. So call in the wrecker, I've assaulted the preacher. I'm a living that you want me to be. There's a fire in my belly.
Yeah. Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, this is from Bring Me the News, just published April 10th, 2 days ago. And it's titled, Three Minnesota Breweries Named Among the Country's Fastest Growing. And admittedly, I'd only heard of one of these three breweries. The inaugural list compiled by the Brewers Association highlights small and independent breweries that have enjoyed a great start in the industry. In the top 50 are three Minnesota breweries. The highest ranked is 56 Brewing, based out of Northeast Minneapolis, which is in 22nd place, known for its beers, including its Northeast Nectar Pale Wheat Ale. And I checked their website here, and I thought I'd tell you about another beer of theirs, which is called Walnut Joy. It's a dark chocolate coconut stout with walnuts. Now, the walnuts aren't they're not like you can chew them in the beer, but the beer's made with them. It's a rich, complex stout composed of smooth, sweet, and dark tones without being overpowering. Forefront aromas of chocolate, roasted dark malts, a slight scent of hop bitterness and coconut with resounding velvet smooth and roasted flavor gives you this opulent finish on the palate. It is brewed with a blend of six different malts, flaked oats, milk, sugar, toasted raw, unsweetened coconut and cocoa nibs, as well as walnuts. The fermenter is loaded with additional toasted and raw coconut to balance the flavor profile. It's 5.6% alcohol by volume, 31% on the International Bitterness Unit, and it sounds mighty good. This brewery, 56 Brewing, is located on Columbia Avenue in Minneapolis. Columbia, I'm not sure where that's at. Well, the second brewery to make that top 50 list in 29th place is, Lupulin Brewing, the family-owned and family-run craft brewery in Big Lake. And I go through Big Lake all the time because I like going down Highway 10 when I'm going into the Twin Cities. Now, Lupulin has several seasonal and year-round beers. Here's one that's a year-round beer. It's called Hooey. It's an American IPA, super hoppy, hazy concoction of the juiciest hops available. 6.2% alcohol by volume and a whopping 60 on the IBU, which is a scale of 0 to 100. And I don't like beers much above 30 because I'm kind of a beer wuss. Yes, I am. Got to take my hoodie off because it gets warm here in the studio. And the third brewery to make the list was Beaver Island Brewing in St. Cloud. We've talked about them. And they came in at 40th place. They operate out of the former Bo Diddley's space in downtown St. Cloud. And they got a beer called Sweet Mississippi, which they say they've sourced the finest ingredients from around the world to brew this decadent treat. Sweet Miss is made from a blend of the UK's finest malts, flaked oats, milk, sugar, and fair trade cacao nibs from Ecuador. This careful combination of flavors creates alchemy in the glass. Thick, rich, and delicious. It's available year-round. It has 6.5% alcohol and 27.5 IBUs. And they use East Kent Golding from the United Kingdom. So there's your beer news for this evening. Here's a song by country rocker Shayla Lee titled Hometown Girl. You're listening to MHB.
Been a long time on the road to nowhere since your hometown girl's been home. Everything right here where I left it, nor the day nor the dollar gone. And I left town in such a hurry to go be who I needed to be. Oh, time forget to worry, what will become of me? And this is where the rubber hits the road, so many miles left to go. If this is where your hometown girl has gone, this is where the bare feet hit weeks, long roads rocking in the bar. Trying like hell to get some notice with a dream and a beatable guitar. Oh yeah, you know I'm the same girl that I always was. No miles of travel don't matter, still call this town my home.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
I know, I always say this when I bring up this group, Pete Moss and the Spreaders from Grand Forks. I got to get down and see them. I still haven't. Shame on me. They are comprised of guitarist Greg Pete Moss Norman, who writes and sings all the material, drummer Dave Skin Jeffrey, and guitarist Lee Dem Bones Barnum. I saw Lee on a commercial for Kenny's Music in Grand Forks. They're having a big sale, and there he was holding a guitar and talking about the big sale. And they recorded this at Whiskey Sam Studio in Grand Forks. Here's Pete Moss and the Spreaders with Breaking Stones on Homebrew.
Stone.
10 minutes to go. Here's Dave Dvorak with Things You Cannot Measure.
Database. Well, my That's right, brother. The banker can't calculate the interest rate. The Connie man, he can't guess my way. They can measure the speed of Santana's fastball.
Dave Dvorak. Well, folks, we got time for one more song. We're going to do Little Bobby's Showbiz, the title track from his CD. Thanks for joining us this evening. And don't forget, whether it's music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity and stay tuned for the Jensen Sisters Gypsy Outlaw Radio Show. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
That's the way it is.